Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome in another hour of Doug Steffens' Good Day program. As you probably know, I'm also a farmer, and I love to share information about my farm and how you can benefit from the lessons I've learned and from other successful farm stories as well. So in this hour, I have a special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program to help you with your meal planning, backyard farming, whatever. It's the Good Day Farm Show, the American Family Farmer. This is the American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer, and your host for this series of programs every weekend. So we're here at your service. My name is Doug Steffen. The reason that I am doing this program is to help small family farmers make their lives better, make the farm better. Actually, as I'm doing this program, it's National Farmers Week, and there will be a specific celebration by the time this airs in most places. National Farmers Day will have been celebrated. Looking around at some of the news from some of the people who are going to work to honor the folks who work on our family farms, sun up to sundown, sounds like a song, doesn't it? Growing our food. There is a showcase being done on most farms, most of the farmers who know that this is National Farmers Week and National Farmers Day, focusing on some of the big small farms and some of the small big farms. Organic farming is getting a lot of attention this year, and I think that a lot of small-scale farmers are finding it. It's a balance. I know in the dairy industry, I can't tell you much about the produce industry because that's not my bailiwick. My interest and connection to farming is through cows. Been around cows all my life. So when I see that a lot of the focus is here on small dairy farms, I like that. I think it's cool. The family milk cow and the whole bit of misinformation this week on the Good Day program, which is the Monday through Friday show that I do on many of the same stations that carry this program. We were focusing on the things not to eat, raw things not to eat. And somebody came up with a suggestion that raw milk is something that you shouldn't touch. And I recoil at that because it doesn't got anything to do with the milk. It has to do with the process. It has to do with the way the cows are milked. It has to do with the cleanliness of the circumstance. So many people are so ignorant, and I know some farmers swear by organic milk, and others swear at it because there's a lack of information, lack of knowledge, lack of teaching. Sure, there's a lot of bad raw milk around, no question about it. But if it's handled properly, I know when I was selling it, it made me a better farmer. The cows were cleaner. The milk was much cleaner. The process through which it was served was much cleaner. It's just better. So anyway, I'm off on a tangent a little bit there. But that's what the questions that are, if you'll pardon the pun, cultivated by a lot of people who, if you're into it, hopefully your farm is open. People can come visit you. They can watch as you do your work, or perhaps they can help. It's certainly big apple picking time. You see people in orchards all around the country going out because there isn't enough help to pick all the apples, so you go pick them yourself. You don't have to pay as much for that. So that's part of National Farmers Day, just a recognition of the farmer, not necessarily just by other farmers, but by people in general who benefit from all of the work that you do. Also this week, World Farm Animal Day, World Day for Farmed Animals, celebrated on the birthday of Mahatma Gandhi, who's believed to be the father of the current thinking about all living things, how they need to be treated, respect, dignity, that sort of thing. I certainly buy into that. The International Farm Animal Rights Movement campaign, which started back in the early 80s, aimed at raising awareness regarding the suffering that some farm animals have been subjected to. I know that conscience is an important part of farming, and there are farmers who mean well. There are farmers who, frankly, don't. They look at animals as a commodity. I've never
I've never done that. I'm not sure that I would go as far as some of these folks have gone in terms of trying to control what's done on the farm. But the massive factory farms, the slaughterhouses, those are the problems, not the people raising animals on small farms. At least that's my experience. But at any rate, I thought it was making talking about the fact that it's National Farmers Day and week, and the fact that it's maybe a coincidence, maybe not, that it's World Farm Animals Day and week as well, as something worth mentioning for sure. There's some news from Missouri this week, as some farmland has been sold that breaks the record as far as what the value has been, a state record sale, farmland set in central Missouri. The auctioneer from the company that sold the land, Marshall Auctioneering, sold the land, let's see here, 115 acres for $4 million. That turns out to be $34,800 an acre. Good Lord. I can remember you could buy good farmland in Ohio when I was going to school there for $1,500, $2,000. Maybe expensive farmland back then was like $3,000 an acre. But in Missouri, this is the most expensive piece of farmland to be sold, at least for farms in this part of the country. I know the land on my farm is worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, but that's because of where I am. I guess it all depends. It's supply, it's demand, and it's also where it is. So there's an interesting item. I don't know that it requires any comment. It's just a fact. And so I chuckle because it does do a lot for us. We think about what our land is worth, but then we have, we have mortgages, we have taxes that have to be paid. So it's great if the land is worth something, but if you pass away and there isn't an asset there to sell other than the farm to pay the taxes, then you got to sell the farm, which is the worst possible scenario that could exist. What's the Biden administration doing about it? Pretty much nothing. I want to talk about Biden and his address to the future of farmers as we continue here in the news portion of the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting you to call 800-419-3684. As the season winds down for many of you, it doesn't for dairy, but it does for people who are in the produce department, you can go spend a couple of nights free at my suggestion. Folks at 541 Travel have given my listeners a chance at two free nights in Vegas, 800-419-3684. That's where to start. Your chance to get a picture of yourself in one of the little booths in Las Vegas, right? Fun, fun, fun. 800-419-3684. Free nights in Las Vegas. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29.
You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Back on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. I'm not a politician, don't play well on the radio, don't much talk about politics on the Good Day program Monday through Friday. There is, however, a need to talk about politics in the current environment. I'm trying to not be like CNN and MSNBC, at least with the news stuff. I'll give you my opinion about things later on in this program, but sometimes it just sort of worms its way in. The Biden administration is trying to address a lot of questions that have come from hundreds of farmers who are trying to stay in business. And they're talking about Tom Vilsack, who's the Secretary of Agriculture, is talking about the things that are needed to keep farmers in business. Quote, "We have a lot to talk about and a lot to do here, so I'm going to get right to it." This was at the National Farmers Union annual meeting, talking about the farming industry. He said, quote, "Over the last decade, we've lost 17,000 dairy farms." Yeah, that's true. That's one-third of all the dairy farms in the country. And then he goes on to talk about climate change. The favorite thing of the Bidenites is to talk about climate change and how farmers have caused a lot of the problems, which they haven't. Anyway, I'm getting away from the news. Vilsack talked about rising concerns and what the changes are that may come that is overdue. And he makes reference to the farm bill, which is now stuck in Congress long since. We're now one-third of the way through the month of October, and all of this stuff was supposed to be settled by the end of September, but it isn't. And one of the big problems is that the Republicans are trying to cut SNAP funding and to curtail eligibility. Democrats don't like that. My solution to this problem is that you take the SNAP program out of the farm bill because it's got nothing to do with the operation of our farms. And our farmers, yeah, it has to do with food, but it's been misplaced for years. And that's one of the reasons that we are distracted here. Plus, they're trying to put $20 billion in climate funding into the farm bill so they can try to coerce you into doing things, some of which make sense and some of which don't. I guess the point here is that Congress rarely finishes a farm bill when it's supposed to, and it usually takes them more than a year to get agreement. And so this is a long extension needed here. So say some in the Senate and the House. The agriculture committees are frustrated because, again, there seems to be various triggers for subsidy payments that need to be focused on. Taxpayers subsidize crop insurance. There's no funding allotted for some of that in the fund bill, which is ridiculous. That's what farming is all about. If the government's going to be involved, it certainly isn't the SNAP thing, which is going to continue to be an argument and continue to be frustrating, I think, for a lot of people. It's the same old thing over and over again. So anyway, that's I apologize because I chuckle when I get into these things because I said I wasn't going to do it, and then I did it. But I did bring you up to date on three or four news items, and one of them was what Biden says he's going to do or Vilsack says he's going to do for farmers. All right, we won't hold our breath. Coming up next on the American Family Farmer, Richard Lyon, who is here talking. We're going to focus on agritourism on his Lyon family farm. That's up next here on the American Family Farmer program.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Half the hour. This is the week that was. It always is the week that was. When I say was, there are a lot of things that are going on in the world that in some ways directly, in some ways indirectly, affect what's going on in our psyche. And our psyche portends what we're going to do with our extra money, what we're going to do for fun. And certainly what's going on in the Middle East has distracted lots and lots of us. I have been to the Middle East. I've been to the Middle East a number of times, Israel 5 times. They have some of the greatest, for a little country, they have some of the greatest farmland that you can imagine, certainly some of the greatest farmland in the Middle East. Joining me now is Richard Lyon, along with his wife Shelley. She and he are focused on family fun on the Lyon family farm. You and your wife are both farm kids, are you? What's your background, Richard?
I actually grew up on a Christmas tree farm in southern Middle Tennessee my entire life. So we had people come out and cut your own Christmas tree. We also did vegetable farming with squash, cucumbers, peppers, and, of course, pumpkins. So been around farm my entire life. Shelley was a city girl. They had a few goats in the backyard, but not really a farm kid.
Right. Well, listen, that sometimes makes for interesting conversation and also interesting experiences and may lead well into what you have done in terms of agritourism, that you said you did Christmas trees. I've never really talked to anybody in detail. One of the farms up the street, as a matter of fact, a farm I used to own, after I left, they decided to grow Christmas trees, and I didn't think they did a great job of it, but it was interesting to have a Christmas tree farm in the neighborhood. What does it involve?
Like any part of agriculture, it involves so much more than you ever realize, because my summers were spent shearing the Christmas trees. So all the new growth you had to go through and prune back to make that nice, pretty shape. And for us, that had to be done in June and July and August in the hottest part of the summer. So every one of my summers growing up was spent shearing Christmas trees. And then you got to wait about 6 years before you get any return on that investment. And of course, we had a wholesale operation going. And then my parents opened a choose and cut in our backyard just for additional revenue, and that really got my taste buds wet, I guess you'd say, or feet wet, for the agritourism long before it was ever a term.
Right. I have found on my farm, if you go to eastleyfarm.com, I've let the website go and my social media go because I'm getting a lot of starch from my insurance company about the things that we do on the farm. And I've had this insurance broker for 45 years. He's brought me back and forth between three different companies pretty much over that time period. But the latest overview is not good and is not in my favor, and it certainly isn't. It doesn't bode well for agritourism on farms that are insured by this company. So I guess I'm interested from the point of view what people need to know. First, let's start with insurance. What do you have to do? What have you had to do to protect yourself in terms of liability for the folks? What's your normal visitation when you have weekends open, let's say? You have hundreds of people that come to the Lyon family farm?
We'll have thousands that come through a
thousands.
Weekend.
Okay.
On an average year, we'll have around 50,000 people visit our farm in a six-week time period. So we honestly carry a $2 million insurance policy just for liability or accidents that happen on the farm. Have had to use very little of it, but we spend a lot of money making sure that almost every event that somebody can get hurt on, I have a paid staff member there helping to monitor that event.
So, that raises the question as to what's affordable and how it needs to work, especially in this world of changing insurance rules and companies. So I do want to stick, because I think this will be helpful for a lot of people who are confused and frustrated by this. So we'll get back to that with Richard Lyon in a matter of moments here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. I have two daughters and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better, my thought processes have gotten better, and it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The official death toll for Americans in Israel has risen to 22. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby said 17 are still missing and there are reports of several Americans being held captive by the militant group.
I think we all need to steel ourselves for the distinct possibility that these numbers will keep increasing.
A recent Gallup poll indicates that almost two-thirds of Americans believe that businesses have a positive influence on their lives. A significant portion also believes that there's room for further improvement. The poll also found that Americans were twice as likely to view small businesses as having a positive impact on their lives compared to larger companies. Visiting Walt Disney World or Disneyland will come with a higher price tag. Expect increases in theme park tickets as well as parking fees. At Disney World, the annual passes are increasing at a range of $30 to $50. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Four past the hour now, you're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day. Let's get back to this special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program. It will help you with ideas for your eating, your meal planning, and if you want to have a garden, we got all the info here. Plus, how to be a successful farmer. That's all part of the American Family Farmer.
34 after the hour now, this week's American Family Farmer program. Doug Steffens, happy to be at the helm of discussions like this because I'm hoping, we always hope with the people that we talk to, that it'll be an inspiration to help you some aspect of farming. Not everybody's going through the same things, but I know there are a lot of people involved in agritourism, whether they be produce people or whether it be dairy people. So Richard Lyon from Lyon Family Farm, the website is lyonfamilyfarms.com for those of you who want to reference it while we're having these conversations. So Richard and I have gone down the insurance street, and I will ask you, you can tell me or not, as to how much of your normal yearly income you have to devote to protecting yourself with insurance. You said you have $2 million liability policy. I actually have a $1 million liability. I never found that it was necessary. But I do know this year, as I've looked at it, Richard, there's not much cost difference between $1 million and $2 million. Have you found that to be the case?
Yes, we had a $1 million policy for years, and I switched carriers, and they said I can get you an additional $1 million umbrella policy for like $1,000 a year. And I said, well, that's a no-brainer. I'll take it.
Exactly. Right. That is a no-brainer. I'll take it. Who's your insurance company?
We go through Morency & Associates.
They're the brokers?
As you could say.
Yeah. Are they brokers? What's the insurance company that actually does that is the risk taker? Is it a big national company?
I'm not sure on that, to be honest. Kevin Lorenz handles that for me.
Yeah, there's a, there's a farm family, there's Acadia, Countrywide does some of it. I guess it depends on the region that you're in, but I know a lot of farmers are extraordinarily frustrated with all the insurance huzzah that's going on. So when you are working with your insurance person, do you have to list all of the things that you expect to happen on your farm over the course of a year, or do they just say, do what you want and this is what it's going to cost?
We don't have to give a list of what might happen, but we do have to have a thorough list of all the activities that we do have. Mm-hmm. And they're looking more for your attendance coming through as far as risk goes, a little bit heavier than what activities I have. So we obviously go through an audit every year showing revenue, showing attendance, just to show the risk on the insurance company's part. Yeah. And then there's a handful of activities that some are more concerned about with others. Inflatable slides being one that is risky on a lot of places, believe it or not. We have something called rat rollers, which are just culverts that you walk in.
Bounce houses, two or three stuff things. Like that?
Yes.
Yeah, those are entertaining things. So when you focus on fun on the farm, is it all agriculturally based, or are there other things that are going on? Because some people like to strictly adhere to what's going on the farm. Other people make it more agritainment, I guess that's what you'd call it.
We are much heavier in the agritainment. We use the pumpkins in this season to get them into the farm. We use the corn and the corn maize during this season. We have pick-your-own flowers that they can go through during this season. Of course, we have all the farm animals that the kids can look at and pet and touch, because 98%, I believe, of your general population is away from the farm. So that's all things they don't see. But the playground and the food is what keeps them here.
Yeah. The playground and the food. So you have farm fresh food that you prepare from the things you grow there? Is that what you're serving?
We don't do farm to table here. We just don't have the ability to do that much volume. So we have a local Cisco Performance Food Group, places like that, that we'll have a truck come twice a week just bringing us enough to keep our concession stands going. So for us, it's just a matter of trying to serve a good meal for the price that we charge. But we're very similar to like a county fair in the way we're set up.
This time of year is great for that sort of thing. What's your busiest season, or do you find yourself luckily having a good, strong tourism interest all year long? Or is the pumpkin, the Christmas tree stuff, what brings them
in? It very much follows the calendar date. I know my second and third weekend in October will be my peak season.
Really?
We're open 6 weekends, and I can tell you exactly when my 2 biggest weekends will be every year.
So it's this weekend. Basically, I've caught you either at a good time or a time when you got lots to do. And why am I talking to this guy? The thing is, it does sort of concentrate. I like spreading it as I can across the good weather months. I start in May. I serve ice cream and various other dairy products on my farm. And we have tours and we have events. We were supposed to have the Civil War last week. We had reenactment. We've been doing it for years, but the rain here, I don't know how the rain has been with you, but the rain where I am has destroyed lots of crops, made a mess of my haying season, and I guess, but down where you are, they haven't had a crazy weather season, have you?
We've had a pretty good season. For us, my main job is still vegetable farming. We do a lot of winter squash, obviously pumpkins, and then row crops and corn and soybeans. So a dry season is a good season for us with cucurbits.
Well, so let me ask you this as far as how you carry through. I have a friend who runs a produce outfit. He has hundreds of acres of corn and squash and all kinds of other produce that he sells to half a dozen different chains in this part of New England. And so his biggest crop is squash, and he prepares it for the supermarkets. He grows it, and then he, cleans it, processes it, puts it into packaging. Is that something that you do, or is that something that is too much?
That's about exactly what we do. No, we don't do any of the processing. We'll just clean it, grate it, wash it, and then put it in what they call an RPC, reusable plastic containers so that Walmart, Kroger, Publix can go straight to the shelf with that product and sell it right out of the box.
So you're selling, you're talking about a big box, like when pumpkins come in, you mean one of those big things, or are you talking about a box that is in the refrigerated section?
A box like you'd see in the refrigerated section that would have 15 or 20 pieces of winter squash in it.
Yeah. Huh. But it's cut up and ready for cooking, right?
That's no. The process. No, it's fresh out of the field. It's still whole.
It's still whole. Okay. All right. That's interesting because this guy cuts it up as a whole team of people, four guys that work almost all year round, 10, 12 hours a day. That's how popular butternut squash, some of the other gourds that are grown around here also become popular, especially at this time of year, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas. That's when his big season is. And seems to me, I guess a lot of produce guys that I talk to, that's from Labor Day on. You know, if you're growing corn and you have regular veggies from raspberry, radishes to onions to whatever, the pick your own raspberry stuff. So do you have pick your own? Do you have people that come to pick things like raspberries and strawberries and that sort of thing?
We do not. As far as the agritainment, we just have pick your own pumpkins and then pick your own flowers.
I got it. All right. We're talking to Richard Lyon. LyonFamilyFarms.com is the website. We continue after I talk to you about how to lose weight and keep it off. This is something that really, really, really is on people's minds. And now, you know, we're getting away from the summer season. People start putting on a little of this and a little of that. Millions of people have lost weight and improved their health by getting on the program that's put together by the folks at Calitrin. You can go to their website, toploss.com, see how the program can be just right for you, tailored for you. If you go on the website, you'll see what the main ingredients are. They're all natural, very simple, very straightforward. The process itself of ordering is simple and straightforward. If you order a couple of $100 worth of product, they'll give you time to pay for it. And there's a money-back guarantee. Plus, you won't be shipped anything that you don't order. It's not like auto ship. That kind of stuff is crazy. So if you want to have really good support and understand how the clinical studies have proven that Calitrin works for various body sizes and shapes, you can get all that help by going again to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin. Take advantage of all the ways that will help you lose weight and keep it off. That's more important than anything else, isn't it? Keeping that weight off. Toploss.com for Calitrin. When you check out, use the discount code Doug for free shipping and the best deals possible.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells, it eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Let's spend some more time here with Richard Lyon. I'm finding this very informative. Hopefully we do this because people around the country, as they listen to this, are going to pick up bits and pieces of information. Insurance, as I say, is a big question. What about your family? You and your wife are involved in all this, but you have five children. Where are they in the hierarchy? Are they involved in the farm at all?
They are. Some by choice, some by force. But our oldest is 16 all the way down to 7. So our 16-year-old is extremely involved in the farm. And that's what one of the parts he says he wants to do one day. And he wants to take over the wholesale vegetable side. I have a younger son that loves the agritourism side, and my three daughters don't seem to want to have much to do with it, but they all definitely have jobs on the farm.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's kind of the way it is and the way it ought to be. You'd like to think maybe that's for our own egos, though, Richard, as much as anything else, having children involved in the farm. I have children that are not even in this neck of the woods anymore. My son was involved as he was going through school, and unfortunately developed a horrible allergy. And that happens sometimes with youngsters when they go through, and then they can't do stuff that they want to do. And so, you know, that's part of the whole deal. Have you ever thought about expanding? What else would you do if you had more land and more time?
I would probably do more row crops, honestly, just for rotation ground for our vegetables. We're far enough south in where I'm at in Tennessee and northern Alabama that we have a lot of disease issues with cucurbits that longer rotations would help us out. So I'm looking for land for more row cropping just to have more off time for my vegetables.
What's your view on the we were talking earlier in the news segment about the farm bill. Do you have any interest or connection, or do you have any values or thoughts about the farm bill? Does whether it passes or not have any impact on you?
Farm bill doesn't have a lot of impact on the operations that we do. The row cropping side is still a very small part, by far the smallest part of our operation. So, unfortunately, I don't keep track of it near as close as I should, just because that's such a small part of my day-to-day operations.
Yeah. And what about the requirements, some of the things that are coming down with regard to the environment and the global warming that some people, at least in government, think ought to be legislated, and you do what they tell you to do? What are your thoughts on that?
Like anything, a lot of this starts off with good intentions and gets so carried away. I just look at the audit that we went through for food safety, and what started off 8 years ago is a fairly simple audit and made sense is now up to about 400 questions on food safety and environment and everything that a lot of it is good intentions, but I'm afraid it doesn't make a difference in the end. On many instances, it's just government overreach, in my opinion.
I got three of those, and I didn't have the time to fill them out, so I just didn't. I mean, you can spend hours and hours and hours doing that stuff, and
yes.
Limited impact, as you're suggesting. Well, this has been a refreshing conversation. Sounds to me like you have it figured out, or you're well on your way to figuring out for you and your family. So I'll send people again to your website, lyonfamilyfarms.com. Richard Lyon, he and his wife and his family are on top of it as far as things going on the farm in Tennessee. Richard, a pleasure talking to you. Continued success. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late?
great? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Three past the hour now. This is the American Family Farmer Program. I'm Doug Steffen. Even though I sometimes get off onto a little bit of a toot when I'm presenting you with some of the news of the week that affects small family farmers, I don't aim to. It's just a matter of course with me. And as I said, I chuckle about some of this stuff because it just is what it is. After having been on the air for as long as I have and as many years as I have, I get there's a blurry line sometimes there, which I criticize myself, frankly. The news, facts, that should be one thing, and opinion comes later on. So when I go down that toot, you can holler at me. And by the way, you can connect anytime with our own. This is a line that's available and working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You want to talk to me or you have a question, you have a specific area you'd like us to research and talk about here on the American Family Farmer, you can dial 855-999-3684. Sometimes I go too quickly, so I'll go slowly. 855-999-DOUG. Obviously for Doug. So there you go. If you have questions, comments, also you can reach us through the AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com, where these shows can be heard and the download can be heard, which is sort of a summary, an edited summary of our conversation on the American Family Farmer Show, and also a collective bit of info from our website, the foodfarmandfamily.com website. And that's a part of our daily Good Day program where we present information about the day, what's being celebrated in stores. For example, it was National Moldy Cheese Day one day last week, and I talked about the fact that I would never eat any of that stuff. But a lot of people love it. And so it's good for farms, dairy farms, to go down that street. All right, let's talk about methane. I'm back into the dairy business. When I first started doing this program a number of years ago, I tended to focus on produce people. And then somebody said, well, you're a cow guy. How come we aren't talking more? You're not talking more about helping the small family dairy guy. And I presented that information during the news portion of how many, according to Vilsack, the Secretary of Agriculture, we've lost 17,000 dairy farms since the last farm bill. It's appalling. And it's just like big thousands of cows. And what's the quality of the milk like? Not great. There's also, though, attached to to the Farm Bill and to the Environmental Protection Acts and stuff, all this focus on methane gases. I love it when somebody engages me in that conversation, because all I do is point to the pile of poop behind the cow 24 hours after the pile of poop has been dropped in the pasture. You can't do this out on the, you certainly can't do it in a feedlot, but I pasture my cows. I have 96 acres of pasture, and so pretty much everybody all year long, or as much as we can take advantage of the pasture, they're out there. And so if I walk around the pasture, and it isn't just for cow poop, it's, you know, sometimes the free-range chickens, same thing, but the cows are the best example, because when you look at what has come out of their system, they got four stomachs, as we all know, and the things that are grown, the microbial infestation, which is so good and so healthy, that comes out in the manure, when you look at that circle the day after the poop is dropped, you see that it's much greener and it extends out. That's because the microbes that are in the poop are enhancing the value of the soil in a fabulous way. And it's all organic. So I put that in counter to the people who are complaining about methane gas, greenhouse gases. But, you know, the people who don't know tend to put them all together. But that's not smart, because it's not true. Carbon dioxide released into the atmosphere lasts for 1,000 years. Methane lasts for 10, maybe 12, and then it's gone. And there's, you know, the constant source of methane is certainly the cows, but it does contribute on a global sense, but does it contribute to global warming? That's the question, because it dissipates, whereas the carbon dioxide, as I've said, is around for a long, long time. And so maybe when somebody engages you in this argument, because that's what it is, the fossil fuel argument and agriculture waste and all this other stuff, tell them that story. Tell them that the stuff that comes out of the cow lasts a few years. The stuff that's coming out of the fossil fuel lasts for 1,000 years or more. There it is. There's a good argument. That's a good conversation right there, right? All right. You heard it here first. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to have you along. Happy to be able to help you out. Comments, as I said, come by going to the AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.